जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
I changed the book, Bhagavad Gita. You have it. Yeah. Not dead.
I think it was me more than you. Not dead.
Around 6:32.
Thank you all very much for coming to today's meeting. We'd like you to begin with an auspicious cell phone check. Subby, cell phone, silent mode. And you get extra points for turning it off entirely.
अगर आप पूरा बंद कर देंगे तो आपको एक्स्ट्रा पॉइंट मिलेगा।
This is Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 6, text 32.
Atmopamyena sarvatra
Samam pashyati yorjana
Sukham vayariva dukham
Sayogi paramamata Atmopamyena sarvatra Samam pashyati yorjana
Sukham vayariva dukham
Sayogi paramamata Let's do one more thing. I think ladies can move up, because more ladies will come. And maybe the... Well, we'll ask the men probably to move up also a little bit. And these children who are playing right here, just press the little button on it. Okay.
Hmm? Oh, you're going to introduce them?
Okay.
I'm introduced already.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Aaj hamara bahut param saubhagya hai ki hamare beech mein param pujya Vijay Dwai Swami Maharaj hain. Upasthit hain, to unka sankshipt mein parichay dena chahunga. Param pujya Jay Dwai Maharaj. Ye Prabhupada ji ke varishth shishyon mein se एक है और वे विशेषतः ट्रोमा के ग्रंथों के लिए संपादक अर्थात अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाज के शिक्षक भी है प्रकाशक भी है वो भी यूवी के लिए तो प्रभुपाद जी के जितने भी ग्रंथ छापे गए हैं उन सब का जो संपादन है यही है जयदेव महाराज ने किया था और प्रभुपाद जी से उनकी पहली दीक्षा 1968 में हुई जब वे केवल 19 साल के थे और उन्होंने अपनी सेवा जो बीबीटी है भक्तिवेदांत बुक ट्रस्ट प्रभाजी उसमें ही अधिकांश रूप से किए तो उनकी शुरुआत की सेवा की जो ग्रंथ बनते थे उनको स्टेपलिंग करना फिर टाइपिंग फिर प्रभुपाद जी जो लेक्चर देते थे उसको ट्रांसक्राइब करना फिर टाइप सेटिंग फिर प्रूफ रीडिंग और फिर ग्रंथों का उत्पादन और उनका संपादन के कार्य कर रहे थे वे विश्वभर में विद्यालयों में और खास करके अमेरिका में विद्यालय में लेक्चर देते हैं 1978 में उन्होंने संन्यास आश्रम स्वीकार किया 1986 में वे संपूर्ण भारत भर जो पदयात्रा जाती है उसके अंदर वो 1.5 साल तक हुए भारत भर प्रवास कर रहे थे और हर रात को एक नए गांव में रहकर भारत भर उन्होंने प्रचार किया है 1987 में जो वृंदावन में स्थित वृंदावन इंस्टीट्यूट फॉर हायर एजुकेशन भक्ति शास्त्र आदि को सिखाते ये संस्था उन्होंने धर्मवीर महाराज तथा धर्मजीत प्रभु के साथ ये भी उसके संस्थापक थे और 1988 से जो भक्तिवेदांत बुक ट्रस्ट है उसके डायरेक्टर हैं 1991 से 1998 तक वो जो इस्कॉन की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मासिका है बैक टू गॉड है उसके वे प्रमुख संपादक थे और उसके पहले अनेक सालों तक वे उसके संपादक भी थे और जो सनातन गोस्वामी ने लिखा है बृहद भागवतामृत ग्रंथ है तो उसका भाषांतर निकला महाराज ने उसका एडिटिंग जो है कॉमेंट्री जो है उसका संपादन किया है और साथ साथ कृष्ण विलास का जो है सनातन गोस्वामी का उसका भी संपादन उन्होंने किया है महाराज यद्यपि दीक्षा देने वाले गुरु हैं पर वे दीक्षा देते नहीं है उनके संपादन की सेवा के अलावा विश्वभर प्रचार करते हैं कृष्ण भावना का संदेश वो लोगों को देते हैं तो विश्व के अनेक देशों में उन्होंने प्रचार किया है उनमें से कुछ देशों की लिस्ट ऐसी है अर्जेंटीना ऑस्ट्रिया ऑस्ट्रेलिया बहरीन बेल्जियम कनाडा चीन कोलंबिया डेनमार्क डोमिनिकन रिपब्लिक इक्वेडर फिजी फिनलैंड फ्रांस जर्मनी ग्रीस हंगेरी इंडिया इसराइल आयरलैंड इटली जापान कजाकिस्तान केन्या कुवैत मलेशिया मॉरिशियस मेक्सिको नेपाल न्यूजीलैंड नीदरलैंड्स ओमान पनामा पेरू फिलीपींस पोलैंड पोर्चुगल कतार रशिया सिंगापुर स्लोवेनिया साउथ अमेरिका स्पेन स्वीडन स्विट्जरलैंड ताइवान थाईलैंड ट्रिनिडैड टोबैगो टर्की यूक्रेन यूनाइटेड अरब एमिरेट्स यूनाइटेड किंगडम यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स वेनेजुएला सारे विश्वभर में महाराज प्रचार करते हैं तो हमारा बहुत भाग्य है कि आज हमारे बीच में उपस्थित है और महाराज विशेष करके विख्यात है उनके प्रश्नोत्तर के लिए प्रवचन के बाद आप इसको प्रश्न है तो आप पूछ सकते हैं डायरेक्टली या चिट पे लिख के और आपको बहुत ही सुंदर जवाब मिलेंगे। आइए हम सब परम पूज्य जयंत भाई स्वामी हमारा स्वागत करते हैं तीन बार बोल के। एक और विशेष अतिथि भी हमारे बीच में है। आप इन दिनों से राधानाथ महाराज की किताब पढ़ी है तो उसमें महाराज के परम मित्र थे ग्यारी नाम के, तो वो ग्यारी प्रभु पीछे उपस्थित है हमारे बीच में। तो बांके बिहारी प्रभु उनके परिवार उनके यहाँ पे वो आए थे और उनके साथ साथ कैटी माता जी भी यहाँ पे आए। तो आइए हम सबका स्वागत करते हैं तीन बार बोल के। जय वेद महाराज के साथ उनके सेवक के रूप में जय केशव प्रभु जो साउथ अफ्रीका में प्रचार करते हैं और ब्रजेश प्रभु जो इंग्लैंड से है ये भी साथ में आए हैं, तो उनका भी हम स्वागत करते हैं तीन बार बोल के।
समम पश्यति योजना सुखम बाजरि वारवृत्तम से योगी पर बोलता। I think we need more volume on this. थोड़ा और वॉल्यूम चाहिए इधर। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। Is the volume all right now? Your volume test.
अरे कृष्ण आपको कुछ सुनाई दे रहा है?
Think we need a little more for you. Test.
अरे कृष्ण अभी सुनाई दे रहा है पीछे?
No. Do it again. Is it too much? Maybe it's a little tired now.
अरे कृष्ण स्पष्ट है ज्यादा है?
No, it's not shattered. Make it less. Again.
अरे कृष्णा सुनाई दे रहा है आप? हरे कृष्ण ओके
नो इट्स बैड इट्स नो नो इट्स नॉट ओके जस्ट गो ऑन स्पीकिंग
हरे कृष्ण
नो डोंट स्पीक दैट बिकॉज़ देयर आर चांस आल्सो
क्या आपको सुनाई दे रहा है पीछे?
जस्ट स्पीक अ लिटिल मोर ओके सीम्स लाइक इट्स गुड नाउ
क्या आपको सुनाई दे रहा है पीछे?
इट्स अ ट्रिक टू मेक इट लाउड एनफ नाउ दिस इज टू लाउड आल्सो Little bit less. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. Okay. I think that's good. Thank you. Anubhav.
Anubhav, hey Arjun, वह पूर्ण योगी है जो अपनी तुलना से समस्त प्राणियों की उनके सुखों तथा दुखों में वास्तविक समानता का दर्शन करता है। कृष्ण भवन भर व्यक्ति पूर्ण योगी होता है। वह अपने व्यक्तिगत अनुभव से प्रत्येक प्राणी के सुख तथा दुख से अवगत होता है। जीव के दुख का कारण ईश्वर से अपने संबंध का विस्मरण होना है। सुख का कारण कृष्ण को मनुष्य के समस्त कार्यों का परम भोक्ता समस्त भूमि तथा लोगों का स्वामी एवं समस्त जीवों का परम हितैषी मित्र समझना है। पूर्ण योगी यह जानता है कि भौतिक प्रकृति के गुणों से प्रभावित बद्ध जीव कृष्ण से अपने संबंध को भूल जाने के कारण तीन प्रकार से भौतिक तापों को भोगता है और जो कि कृष्ण भावना भर व्यक्ति सुखी होता है इसलिए वह कृष्ण ज्ञान को सर्वत्र वितरित कर देना चाहता है। क्योंकि पूर्ण योगी कृष्ण भावना भाव बनने के महत्व को घोषित करता चलता है अतः वह विश्व का सर्वश्रेष्ठ उपकारी एवं भगवान का प्रियतम सेवक है। तस्मान मनुष्येषु कश्चन मे प्रियतमः भविता अठवाध्याय उनहत्तरवां श्लोक। दूसरे शब्दों में भगवत भक्त सदैव जीवों के कल्याण को देखता है और इस तरह वह प्रत्येक प्राणी का सखा होता है। वह सर्वश्रेष्ठ योगी है क्योंकि वह स्वांत सुखाय सिद्धि नहीं चाहता अभी तो अन्यों के लिए भी चाहता है। वह अपने रिक्त जीवों से द्वेष नहीं करता। यही है वह अंतर जो एक भगवत भक्त तथा आत्मोन्नति में ही रुचि रखने वाले योगी में होता है। जो योगी पूर्ण रूप से ध्यान धरने के लिए एकांत स्थान में चला जाता है वह उतना पूर्ण नहीं होता जितना कि वह भक्त जो प्रत्येक व्यक्ति को कृष्ण भावना भवि बनाने का प्रयास करना चाहता है।
ॐ अचारचिनञ्जनाशलकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभिस्तं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकलामह्यं तथा कीशपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरव श्रीकृतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं शाकृशाकं सहगदागगनथान्वितं संसिद्धम् साद्वैतां विशालभूतां वृषणासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादाम् हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांक्षा कर्ताकांक्षन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि वैप्रिये वाञ्छाकोपतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। We need more space, so another choice can come sit here. Aye.
पीछे कई बस खड़े हैं आप लगा तो उनको बैठी बजाना मिलेगा।
And now the ladies have a little more space to move up. Atmo pamyena sarvatra. Samam pashyati varjana sukham bhavayuva dukham sa yogi paramo mukham. The Krishna conscious person sees the happiness and distress of all living beings.
Krishna bhavayuva dukhi sabhi jivatmao ke sukh tatha dukh ko dekhta hai.
How does he do that?
Kis tarah se dekhta hai na?
Krishna also sees the happiness and distress of all living beings. But the living that we see differently, the way we see is differently than the way Krishna sees. Krishna knows directly. Ishara sarva bhuta anam prithe sarjana tispiti. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart, and so he directly knows what the living being is feeling.
Bhagavan Krishna sabke hriday mein vidyaman hai, isiliye wo pratyaksh roop se jante hain ki jivatma ki kya sthiti hai.
We're not like that.
Hum us tarah se nahi hain.
I don't know what you're feeling.
Main nahi janta ki aap kya bhavana anubhav kar rahe hain.
If you have a toothache, I don't feel it.
अगर आपका दांत दर्द कर रहा है तो मुझे वो महसूस नहीं होता है.
And if I eat a nice rasgulla, you don't taste it.
अगर मैं एक स्वादिष्ट रसगुल्ला खाता हूँ तो आपको उसका आस्वादन नहीं कर पाते आप.
Because it's not that we're one with the super soul in every respect.
तो कैसे नहीं है कि सभी प्रकार से हम परमात्मा से एक है.
So Paramatma sees by direct perception.
परमात्मा प्रत्यक्ष रूप से देखते हैं.
From within the heart.
हृदय के अंदर से.
But we can see by comparison to our own experience.
पर हम स्वयं का अनुभव है उससे तुलना करके हम देख सकते हैं.
We experience the happiness or distress of others by comparison to ourselves.
हम दूसरों का सुख और दुख स्वयं के अनुभव से तुलना करके समझ सकते हैं.
We all have experience of suffering.
हम सबको दुख का अनुभव है.
So we have some idea of what others are feeling when they suffer.
इसीलिए हम कुछ कल्पना कर सकते हैं हम कि दूसरों को दुख होता है तो वो क्या अनुभव कर रहे हैं.
We have some experience of happiness and so similarly by comparison.
हमें भी सुख का कुछ अनुभव है उस तरह से तुलना से हम दूसरों के सुख को भी समझ सकते हैं.
But the Krishna conscious person is a sympathetic friend to all living beings.
Krishna bhakti yah sab jivatmao ka ek sahanubhuti karne wala mitra hai.
Sarva bhuta hite rata. He's engaged in trying to do something good for others.
Vah sabke liye acha karne mein karyarat hai.
Not just for the human beings, but for all living beings.
Keval manav ke liye nahi, par sab jeevon ke liye.
Not that he's kind to his fellow man and he's cruel to his fellow animals.
ऐसे नहीं कि वो जिसमें जो मानव है उनके प्रति करुणामय है पर जो जानवर है उनके प्रति क्रूर है.
He is kind to all.
सबके प्रति करुणामय है.
He knows the real cause of the distress of everyone.
सबके दुख का जो असली कारण है वो जानता है.
What is that cause of distress?
वह दुख का कारण क्या है?
It's forgetfulness of Krishna.
वह भगवान कृष्ण की विस्मृति है.
There are so many causes of distress in this world.
दुख के अनेक कारण हैं इस जगत में.
The hurricane tore down my home.
जो तूफान आता है वो तूफान मेरा घर उध्वस्त कर दिया.
Or my girlfriend left me.
There's all kinds of distress. Distress from other living beings, distress from nature, distress from the body and mind themselves. The breeding ground of all this distress is this body. And the body is caused, or I have this body because I've forgotten my relationship to
Krishna.
Otherwise, there's no need of being in this material world, no need of being in this material body. But even in this material world, one can be happy always by remembering Krishna. That was mentioned previously in the Bhagavad Gita. The self-realized person is feeling happiness within. One who always remembers Krishna will always be happy. And those who forget Krishna will always be actually in distress. Oh no, we see that people are happy. How can you say they're always in distress? Their little happiness is the interval between one distress and another. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that in former times they would punish some criminal by taking him out into the middle of the lake. And they would take him by the hair and push him under water. Until he was practically dead. And then they would pull him up by the hair. And he'd get a breath of and they push him down again. So that's your moment of happiness in this material world. Just a little relief from distress for a few minutes, and we call it happiness. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshana Vajana. Lord Krishna says, there's the miseries of birth and death and disease and old age. One should always be aware of it. One should not be a fool and try to enjoy this material world where nothing is actually enjoyable. Prahlad Maharaj calls such persons vimudhan, big fools. Maya sukaya adam udbhato vimudhan. They've created a humbug civilization for false happiness. A burdensome civilization of false happiness. Cars rushing this way and that way, people working day and night. Working in factories, working in offices, risking their lives in the military, for what? For happiness.
taking drugs for happiness, going to the movies for happiness, this for happiness, that for happiness. And how much happiness, with all this endeavor for happiness, how much happiness do we get? Hardly
anything.
So Prahlad Maharaj says that the conditioned souls of this world are not only mutas but vimutas, not only asses but first class asses. So, but Prahlad Maharaj is not simply condemning them. He's concerned for their welfare. I have no worries because I can simply chant Hare Krishna and merge in the ocean of happiness.
मुझे कोई चिंता नहीं है क्योंकि मैं बस हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जप करके सुख के सागर में लीन हो सकता हूँ।
शो चैत तो विमोक चैत सा इंद्रियार्थ। But I'm very sorry for these fools.
पर ये सब मूर्ख हैं उनके लिए मुझे बहुत दुख हो रहा है।
विमोक चैत सा who've turned their attention away from you. Turn their faces away from you. Vimoka Chaitasa, Indriyartha. And they're simply working for their senses. They're working for the body. They don't know their actual self-interest. They're working for this outside interest of the body. And they don't get actual happiness, they get a reflection of happiness. Reflection means it's not the real thing. If we were to serve prasadam later in a mirror, if we were all to give you mirror images of prasadam, reflections, no one would feel very satisfied.
प्रतिबिंब मतलब वह वास्तविक वस्तु नहीं है अभी इसके बाद जब प्रसादम होगा तो आपको सबको आईने में प्रसादम का प्रतिबिंब दिखाया जाए उससे कोई भी संतुष्ट नहीं होगा
everyone will feel frustrated
सब नाराज हो जाएगा हताश हो जाएगा
we pass out little bowls and you can look at the prasadam reflected in the water in the bowl what is that
अगर हम छोटे छोटे बर्तन ले लेंगे उसमें पानी में आपको प्रतिबिंबित प्रसाद दिखेगा उससे क्या संतुष्टि मिलने वाली
है you want the real thing
वास्तविक चीज चाहिए हमें
the real thing is Krishna and our relationship with Krishna
वास्तविक चीज वस्तु जो है वो कृष्ण और हमारा कृष्ण से संबंध है
and the fools of this world are making a relationship with matter and trying to enjoy material energy
तो भौतिक जगत जो के जो मूर्ख है वो भौतिक तत्वों से संबंध जोड़कर
And therefore, sukham ba yadi ba dukham. Sometimes they're getting happiness, sometimes they're getting distress. That means mixed happiness and distress. What is mixed happiness and distress? It's distress. Just suppose if you get some kheer. Very nice, made with milk and sugar and beautifully made, and only one spoonful of sand mixed in. Yeah, how do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, you may say, well, In English, the expression is, you take the good with the bad. You have to accept this is life, you take the good with the bad. If I were to give you that sweet rice, would you say, I'll take the good with the bad? Well, you'll say the whole thing is ruined. Well, this material happiness mixed with distress is ruined. Happiness plus distress equals distress. So this whole distress is due to forgetfulness of Krishna. In the service of Krishna, happiness and distress together, it's all happiness. Even if there's some appearance of something looking like distress, as soon as Krishna is involved, it's transcendental happiness. Krishna is on the spiritual platform. On the spiritual platform, there's only happiness. And on the material platform, there's only the reflection of happiness. So the Krishna conscious person wants to help all of the other living beings. Because of his personal experience. He remembers, I was suffering like a dog. And then somehow, by good fortune, I got the opportunity to be engaged in the service of Krishna. So now I'm happy. Even if I thought I was enjoying, I was an illusion. Now I see
clearly.
So he wants to help others escape from this trap of so-called material
enjoyment.
And he wants to bring them to the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is the greatest welfare worker in the world.
Srila Prabhupada says elsewhere, a person engaged only in ministering to the physical welfare of human society cannot factually help anyone. Actually, you can read the rest of the purport, 525.
Last paragraph. Temporary relief of the external body and the mind is not satisfactory. The real cause of one's difficulties in the hard struggle for life may be found in one's forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When the man is fully conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he is actually a liberated soul, although he may be in the material tabernacle.
जीवन संघर्ष में कठिनाइयों का वास्तविक कारण मनुष्य द्वारा परमेश्वर से अपने संबंध की दुस्थिति में ढूंढा जा सकता है। जब मनुष्य कृष्ण के साथ अपने संबंध के प्रति पूर्णतया सचेष्ट रहता है तो वह वास्तव में मुक्त आत्मा होता है भले ही वह भौतिक शरीर के जाल में फंसा हो।
Even if we do feel sympathy for others, if we're not Krishna conscious, we can't do anything for them. Because we don't see the actual cause of their problem. We only
treat the external symptoms, but not the actual cause of the disease. The disease is that we've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. And no amount of material welfare work will solve that problem. And solving the material problems only means not solving the problem. Srila Prabhupada compared it to blowing on a boil to relieve the pain. That doesn't solve the problem. The boil has to be lanced and the pus has to be taken out again. Otherwise, just to blow on it doesn't do anything. Or in English, we have an expression, to kiss it and make it better. A mother will say to the child, you know, I'll kiss it and make it better. But that doesn't actually solve the problem. So this is the welfare work of the materialists, by feeding people, by opening hospitals, by this, by that, they'll kiss it and make it better. But no matter how you kiss this material world, you can't make it better. You can't turn the dukkhalaya into sukkhalaya. It's not possible. The only real thing is to get out of this material world and go back home, back to God. So the genuinely Krishna conscious person tries to help others get out of this material world. He's not only concerned about his own welfare. He's not simply meditating in some secluded place, thinking about his own liberation. He's thinking about how to do good for all others. It's for that purpose that Srila Prabhupada created this Krishna consciousness movement. He was living in Vrindavan at the lotus feet of Radha Damodar. He had no difficulty. But he accepted so much difficulty for the welfare of the other people of the world. So, as far as possible, we should also do that. To undergo some trouble for the benefit of others. If we simply undergo trouble for our own benefit, materially, all will get us more trouble. If we simply try for impersonal liberation, the only reward we'll get is the trouble that we've taken for the attempt. If we endeavor to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, that trouble will be worthwhile.
If we endeavor to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, that trouble will be worthwhile. बहुत अच्छा फल लेना हमें
but more worthwhile is if we try to help others
पर उससे उत्कृष्ट फल यह है कि हम दूसरों को मदद करने के लिए प्रयास करें
because krishna will appreciate it more
क्योंकि कृष्णा उसकी और सराहना करेगा
Chattasman manusheshu kashchin me priyaprittaman. No one is more dear to Krishna than the person who tries to spread the message of
Krishna.
This is the message of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita as it is, or the message about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam.
यह भगवद गीता का संदेश है, कृष्ण का संदेश है, या कृष्ण के संबंधित संदेश है, श्रीमद् भागवतम
We should endeavor to spread, understand this message and spread this message for the welfare of others. You'll very quickly get the mercy of Krishna. People come for darshan of the deity, they want to see Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada used to say, don't try to see Krishna, try to act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. To see Krishna is very difficult. Actually to see Krishna. But if Krishna wants to see you, it's very easy. When we spread Krishna consciousness, we come to the attention of
Krishna.
This person is spreading my message. Then very quickly we get the mercy of Krishna. And in this way, very quickly we make advancement on the path back home, back to Godhead, and take others with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sometimes the suffering in this world becomes so overwhelming that someone wants to commit suicide. Put an end to his misery. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. Rather, it increases the misery. The person who's in prison and tries to end the suffering of prison by jumping over the prison wall gets in greater difficulty. He's brought back, he's put in solitary, he's beaten. He has to cooperate with the prison authorities, he has to act properly, then he'll be released.
तो अगर उसे दुख से राहत प्राप्त करनी है तो उसे जो जेल के अथॉरिटी उसे सहयोग करना चाहिए तथा अच्छा व्यवहार करना चाहिए फिर उसको छोड़ दिया जाए.
So the person who commits suicide is not released from material existence.
जो व्यक्ति आत्महत्या करता है वो भौतिक बंधन से छूट नहीं पाता है.
Otherwise, we'd be handing out little suicide kits to everyone. Rather, the person who commits suicide becomes a ghost. Ghost means that he can live only in the subtle body, but he can't have a gross body.
Bhut matlab usko keval ek sukshma sharir hota hai aur jo sthool sharir hai insaan sabko hai aur sthool sharir usko nahi hota hai.
In the sukshma sharir he has all the desires, all the wants, but he has no gross body with which to fulfill those desires, so he's very frustrated.
Us sukshma sharir mein jo bhut ke roop mein hota hai usko man hai jiske sab ichchaye hai vasnaye hai पर कोई स्थूल शरीर नहीं है जिसके द्वारा वो इच्छाओं को पूर्ण कर सके इसीलिए बहुत त्रस्त हो जाता है.
So rather than take this drastic measure to try to escape misery and put ourselves in worse misery, we should simply take this simple method of chanting Hare Krishna and coming to the spiritual platform.
दुख में जब कोई है तो जो विकृत कार्य है उस दुख से छूटने के लिए आत्महत्या करना और इससे कि हमारा दुख और बढ़ जाएगा उससे बेहतर है कि ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जप का सरल मार्ग को हम स्वीकार करें इससे कि हम आध्यात्मिक स्तर पे आ जाए और फिर दुख से मुक्त हो जाए.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's also a second kind of suicide that we should mention.
और दूसरे प्रकार की आत्महत्या भी है जो इसका हमें उल्लेख करना चाहिए.
It's another way of trying to get free from the miseries of material existence.
पद्धति जिससे कि लोग भौतिक दुखों से मुक्त होने का प्रयास करते हैं.
एंड दिस सुसाइड इज प्रमोटेड बाय मिसगाइडेड स्पिरिचुअल एडवाइजर्स और फूलिश स्पिरिचुअल एडवाइजर्स.
ये दूसरे प्रकार की आत्महत्या है उसका प्रतिपादन उसका प्रचार जो मूर्ख दिशाहीन आध्यात्मिक नेता है वो करते हैं.
They say that this life is a life of suffering.
कहते हैं कि ये जीवन है ये दुखों का जीवन है.
Why are you suffering? Because of your individuality.
आपके व्यक्तित्व के कारण ही आप दुख भोग रहे हैं.
So what is the cure? Just finish your individuality.
उसका हल क्या है कि आपके जो व्यक्तित्व है आप उसको आप नष्ट कर दो.
Then you'll have no more suffering.
इससे आपको और कोई दुख नहीं मिलेगा.
Because there's no one left to suffer.
कोई व्यक्ति रहेगा ही नहीं जो दुख भोगेगा.
So this is spiritual suicide.
यह वास्तव में आध्यात्मिक आत्महत्या है.
And like the material side suicide, it doesn't solve the problem.
और जैसे कि भौतिक आत्महत्या है उसी तरह से आध्यात्मिक आत्महत्या भी जो दुख है उसका हल नहीं देती है.
The soul is eternally individual.
जो आत्मा है वो शाश्वत रूप से व्यक्ति है.
And trying to become impersonal finally doesn't work.
निर्विशेष बन जाना यह काम चलता नहीं है. इससे
अरुह्य कृष्ण परम पदम भक्तता If we neglect the lotus feet of Krishna and instead try to become Krishna or try to become void or try to become impersonal, we may attain some spiritual platforms for some time, but we'll fall down.
अगर हम भगवान कृष्ण के चरणों में लोग आश्रय ग्रहण नहीं करते हैं तो उसके विपरीत अगर हम शून्य बनने का प्रयास करते हैं निर्विशेष बनने का प्रयास करते हैं तो कुछ हमें राहत शायद मिले कुछ समय के लिए और पुनः इस भौतिक जीवन में पतन हो जाएगा.
Therefore, those who are going through so much trouble on this spirit path of spiritual impersonalism are compared to people who are beating an empty
इसलिए निर्विशेष मार्ग पर निराकार मार्ग पर जो मुक्ति का प्रयास कर रहे हैं वो उनका जो उनकी मेहनत है किस प्रकार है अगर कोई दाना है जिसमें से अन्न निकाल लिया गया है तो उसका सिर्फ बाह्य आवरण है तो उसको पीटते हैं तो उससे कोई फल नहीं मिलता है.
Only the only benefit he gets is the trouble that he took. That's his only reward. So don't commit material suicide and don't commit spiritual suicide. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay, more questions? How to understand apparent contradictions which come up while reading the books and hearing lectures? By understanding Krishna. Because Krishna is the point at which Krishna is the truth in which all apparent contradictions are reconciled. Because Krishna includes everything. Even that which is contradictory. Jayadev Goswami prays to Lord Nrisimhadev, Tava Pada Kamala Pare Nakam Adbhuta Shunya. That your Tavakara Kamala, you have hands that are just like lotuses. But in those lotuses, sharp nails. This is contradictory. Because the lotus is very soft and beautiful. There are no nails, sharp nails in the lotus. But your nails, although they're lotus hands, have sharp nails. Dalita Hiranyakashipu. Just to kill Hiranyakashipu. So all the contradictions are harmonized in
Krishna.
When you realize Krishna, all the contradictions are finished. Actually, I am very jealous of devotees and envious of devotees because they are so happy and peaceful in mind. How can I become like them? Don't become like them, become one of them. Just become a devotee, Krishna says. Don't stand on the outside and be envious. Come inside and be happy. And the devotees will be very happy to guide you how to do that. Mataji has a question. Go say Mataji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wherever you are.
आप बोलते हैं भगवान को देखने के लिए इच्छा मत करना. भगवान आपको देखते बोलते हैं.
Yes.
Oh, मुझे तो बहुत इच्छा रहता है और चलना तो बड़ी जाने का है. मेरे को बहुत जगन्नाथपुरी जाने का बहुत इच्छा है होते हैं भगवान को देखने के लिए. इसका मतलब आप क्या बोलते हैं उधर मत जाए. आपने कही क्या
Better to go to have a strong desire to go to Jagannath Puri so that Jagannath will see you.
बेहतर है कि हम तीव्र इच्छा करें जगन्नाथ पुरी जाए जिससे कि भगवान जगन्नाथ हमें देखें.
That is to say, it's not simply that we go to Puri and we exercise our eyes looking at Lord Jagannath, but we present ourselves before Lord Jagannath. Sir, what service can I do for you?
इसका मतलब है कि ऐसे नहीं है कि हम जगन्नाथ पुरी जाते हैं और जब हम भगवान को देखते हैं तो केवल वो आंखों का व्यायाम हो जाएगा. और हम इस तरह से इस चेतना से जाते हैं कि भगवान के सामने प्रस्तुत करते हैं, भगवान मैं आप क्या सेवा कर सकता हूँ.
Lord Jagannath is not a person meant for our satisfaction. We're persons meant for his satisfaction.
भगवान जगन्नाथ ऐसे व्यक्ति नहीं है कि वो हमें संतुष्ट करेंगे. वास्तव में हमारा अस्तित्व इसलिए है कि हम उनको संतुष्ट करें.
When you go to Jagannath Puri with that feeling, then your tirthyatra becomes somehow
perfect.
And when we go to see Lord Jagannath with that mentality, let me be seen by Lord Jagannath offering some service, then he'll also reveal himself to you. He's Premanjana Chirita Bhakti. When we offer to serve the Lord, or when we come before the Lord with the mentality of service, that's when the Lord reveals himself more. Unless we get out of distress, how can we bring others out of distress? In spite of being in Krishna consciousness, we still experience happiness and distress. What is the permanent solution? Permanent Krishna consciousness. When we remember Krishna, then we're happy, and when we forget Krishna, then there's some distress. So just don't forget Krishna, always
remember.
And when you work to help others remember Krishna, then that helps you remember Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to enlightened Parikshit Maharaj, but by speaking, he himself is becoming more
enlightened.
So if you want to be always happy in Krishna consciousness, then bring others the happiness of Krishna consciousness. You'll get more. Gary.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Puna devotees. Thank you for your warm welcome. My question to you, Maharaj, is what was it like in the early days being with Sri Prabhupada as he brought his message to the West?
I find that a fascinating story.
It was pretty good. But it's like now also. It's not that that was a magic time and in that time everything happened and now it's all over. Actually, when I first joined, Srila Prabhupada had at first lived with a small group of devotees, then he'd gone back to India, then I joined. That means I joined maybe 2 years after the movement started. But because Prabhupada was now in a broader circle, I thought now I've missed everything. But of course there was so much more. So we may think that way now, that oh, I've come after Prabhupada, this year I miss everything. The fun is just beginning. Otherwise, I know you'd like me to describe what it's like, what it was like. Prabhupada gave the example of trying to describe what it's like. And actually it can be described. Someone says, no, describe it, describe it. Then someone says, so then it's like nectar, Prabhupada said. What is nectar? What does nectar taste like? The nectar of the gods are drinking amrita. What is it like? So it can't be described, but someone's insisting, no, you have to describe it. So finally, all right, it's like sugar cane juice filtered through a Muslim's beard. Yeah, they wanted to know what jackfruit was like. That's what it was. What is jackfruit like? So it's like sugar cane juice filtered through a Muslim's beard. Maybe we'll have lunch together and we can talk more, okay? You said hospitals, NGOs, etc. are of no use on the spiritual platform. But don't you think they are important for the upliftment of the materially suffering? No. Your hospital can't cure suffering. You think you can go to Apollo Hospital and they'll cure birth and death? They'll cure old age. They'll abolish disease. Is there some NGO that will do that? So what does it mean to lift them up out of suffering? Everyone suffers. The doctor is also suffering. It's seriously. The doctor himself is suffering. The head of the NGO is suffering. They're all in the jaws of birth and death. Now what are they going to do to uplift others? They themselves are in the grip of material nature, grip of Maya. They don't know how to get out. What are they going to do to uplift others and free them from their suffering? Material world is a place of suffering. You can't make it something else. No amount of hospitals, no NGO. It can't solve the problem. There's some fool who's supposed to be an avatar, and if you ask him how he's an avatar, he's God, and you ask his followers, what is the proof that he's God? He's opened such a big hospital. How many hospitals did Krishna open? How many hospitals did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu open? How many hospitals did Lord Ramchandra open? Did Krishna tell Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, I have the solution to all your problems, open a hospital? This is superficial. It's compared in Bhagavatam to taking the burden off one shoulder and putting it on the other shoulder. Am I doing you a favor? You have a heavy burden on one shoulder, I take it off and I put it on your other shoulder? What is that? Our question continues. Can we Krishnaize it, that is, this material upliftment, Krishnaize it by offering the wealth or food to the Lord and then using it for the above service? Why use it for the above service? Why become another edition of the materialists? That we just put Krishna's name on the hospital and now it becomes transcendental. No. That's not our job. It's not that we simply Krishnize the material welfare work and then it's all transcendental. Our job is not to feed the poor, to provide shelter for the homeless. Everyone is poor, everyone is homeless. The big, big men in their mansions are homeless because they're not in their actual home. And they're starving because they have no spiritual food. It's not that these poor people are suffering and those people aren't suffering. Everyone is suffering. So our job is not to become another version of some of the Red Cross or the Green Crescent or something like that. We distribute prasadam, but it's not to solve the food problem. It's to solve the forgetfulness of Krishna problem.
वह भगवान की विस्मृति की समस्या है उसके हल के लिए हम करते हैं.
Which is the actual problem.
हाँ वास्तविक समस्या है.
It's not only that some poor men have this problem. The students have this problem. The professors have this problem. The political leaders have this problem. The rich men, the poor men, everyone.
तो जो विद्यार्थी हैं, जो शिक्षक हैं, जो राजनेता हैं, जो गरीब हैं, अमीर हैं, सब की यही समस्या है कि भगवान को भूल गए हैं.
Well, this is the best welfare way. Give people Krishna consciousness.
इसीलिए लोग कृष्ण भावना के नाम यही सर्वोत्तम समाज कल्याण करते हैं.
If you simply chant Hare Krishna, you're doing better welfare work than all the NGOs and all the hospitals put together.
अगर आप जो हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जप कर रहे हैं, सारे अस्पताल, सारे समाज सेवा चलता है, उनसे ज्यादा अच्छा कल्याण कार्य कर रहे हैं आप.
Chant, give Krishna consciousness, give this Maha Mantra to others. You're the best welfare workers.
अगर आप कृष्ण भावना प्रचार कर रहे हैं, हरे कृष्ण मंत्र दूसरों को दे रहे हैं.
This mantra will save people from birth and death. There's no such hospital in the world other than this ISKCON movement. The Red Cross, the Dream Crescent Society, they're not doing the work of saving people from birth and death. Why should we do the work of distributing food, and why should we do their work? They're not doing our work.
जो भौतिक समाज से करने वाले कार्य हैं, सर्वी संस्थाएं हैं, वो आध्यात्मिक कार्य नहीं कर रही हैं. तो हम एक आध्यात्मिक संस्था है, तो वहाँ भौतिक समाज से लगे लोगों का कार्य क्यों करें?
Otherwise, if you want to Krishnaize material welfare work, go to the material welfare workers and persuade them to chant Hare Krishna.
अगर आप भौतिक समाज कल्याण कार्य है उसको ही दिव्य बनवा चाहते हैं तो ये समाज कल्याण करने वाले लोग जो है समाज से उनके पास जाओ और उनको प्रचार करो उनको हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जप करने
बोलो
क्योंकि वो जो दूसरों को अन्न दे रहे हैं वह स्वयं भी उतने ही भूखे हैं जितने इनको अन्न दे रहे हैं उतने वो भूखे हैं.
And this way they can do good for others and do good for themselves.
और अगर वो भक्त बन जाएंगे तो उससे खुद का कल्याण करेगा दूसरों का भी कल्याण करेगा.
And not superficial good, kissing it and making it better, actually solving the problem.
बाह्य रूप से कल्याण नहीं कि चुम्बन करके वो कोड़े को ठीक करना और वास्तविक रूप से उसका हल करेंगे.
How can I become less conscious of myself and become more conscious of Krishna?
इस तरह से खुद के बारे में जो चेतना है, खुद के बारे में विचार कम कर दो और भगवान के बारे में चेतना, भगवान के बारे में विचार बढ़ा सको.
I want to stop impressing others and want to become simple.
मैं दूसरों को दिखाना कि मैं कितना अच्छा हूँ, कितना बड़ा हूँ, मैं छोड़ना चाहता हूँ और सरल बनना चाहता हूँ.
Simply chant Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण हम तो गजब की जाए.
Krishna will purify the heart from within.
भगवान कृष्ण अंदर से आपके हृदय को शुद्ध कर देगा.
And help us to become simple. How simple.
और हमें सरल बनने में मदद करेगा.
And we're supposed to stop now. There are many preachers in India of Bhagavad Gita. They are not necessarily preaching the message in its pure form. How should we deal with such people? They don't listen to us. Shoot them. At least you should defeat their arguments so that others will not be misled. There's nothing you can do for them because it's their business to mislead others.
उनके बारे में कुछ नहीं कर सकते क्योंकि वह उनका पेशा ही है दूसरों को गुमराह करना.
But if you spread Krishna consciousness in its pure form, then others will see, this guy's a cheater.
यहाँ कृष्णा
तहा माया नहीं अधिकार Where you give actual Krishna consciousness, or give Bhagavad Gita as it is, then there's no room for Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. I said that material happiness is for some time between two distresses. But even after knowing this and experiencing this, we run after that flickering happiness. What to do so we don't get caught up or hanker for this flickering sensual happiness? Same thing. Engage your full energy for giving Krishna consciousness to others. It's such a big job that you'll have no time for flickering material happiness. And by seeing how others are suffering by pursuing material happiness, it will reinforce your understanding that I do the same thing and I'm like them. By running after material happiness, I see they're making themselves miserable. So that helps me understand that when I run after material happiness still to some extent, I continue my own misery. So by educating others, you educate yourself. And not just theoretically, by actually helping others become Krishna conscious, you help yourself become Krishna conscious.
जप करते समय मन में अनेक विचार आते हैं तो ध्यान पूर्वक जप करने के लिए क्या करना चाहिए When we chant, we have a lot of other thoughts. So what should we do so that we can concentrate much more?
Just fix your mind on the transcendental sound. You don't have to counterthink something else. The sound is powerful. So wherever your mind may go, to whichever thought, just bring it back to the transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
तो जिस भी विचार में आपका मन चला जाए, उसको आप एक दिव्य ध्वनि में मन को वापस ले आओ. वैष्णव से बड़ी सावधानी पूर्वक अपना व्यवहार होना चाहिए लेकिन कोई भक्त का वैष्णव है तो उससे व्यवहार कैसे किया जाए We should be very cautiously with devotees. But if some devotee's brother is there, how should we deal with him?
Devotee's brother?
Devotee's relative is there, brother is there. How should we deal with him?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one should be willing to give all respect to everyone.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sikhaya ki hame sabko aadar dena chahiye.
Devotee's brother or non-devotee's brother, everyone.
Bhakta bhai ho ya abhakta bhai, sabko aadar dena chahiye.
If there's some devotee's brother then you can try to do something for the happiness of the devotee and his brother by helping the brother become Krishna conscious. Then the devotee will be happy, the brother will be happy. Or rather, the brother will become happy by become when he becomes Krishna conscious. That will make the devotee happy also. And that will make you happy. And it will make Krishna happy.
जब करते समय
duplicate question.
What if parents are not devotees and are asking their child to get in family business, which is selling liquor? What should I do? I have no other option but to listen to my parents, my father. Please tell me, should I fight with my father? You should wholeheartedly take responsibility for your father's business. Your father is Krishna, and his business is to bring all the living beings back to life. Don't fight with Krishna. Shastra said that one who surrenders himself wholeheartedly to Krishna no longer has any obligations to anyone else.
Devarshi
Bhutatma, Bhutatma, Dhanam, Patrinam, Nanjanam, Nayam. We have so many duties to our parents, to the great sages who have given us knowledge, to other living beings. How can we satisfy all these obligations? In one stroke, by surrendering to Krishna. By serving Krishna, we serve everyone. If you gave up your father's business to serve the country, then everyone would say, oh, he's such a great man. He gave up his father's work to serve the country. During wartime, there are so many people, they give up their home, they give up their business for the sake of the country. And they're celebrated as great men. So how much greater to sacrifice for the service of Krishna. And for the welfare of all. After some years of chanting and practice, I don't see myself anywhere. I feel like I have not yet started chanting.
कुछ साल जब करने के बावजूद भी ऐसा लगता है क्योंकि मैं प्रगति नहीं कर रहा हूँ मैंने अभी तक जब शुरू भी नहीं किया है
This feeling drags my mind away from Krishna consciousness.
और ऐसी विचार के कारण मेरा मन कृष्ण भावना से दूर चला जाता है
Actually, it's good.
वास्तव में अच्छा है ये
The advanced devotees feel like I haven't got started in chanting.
जो प्रगतिशील भक्त है उनको ऐसा लगता है कि अभी तक मैंने जब शुरू ही नहीं किया है
They don't feel. Now I'm the best chanter. My chanting is perfect. Durandaya Mitra Shri Maharaj and Yudhanagara. They feel like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have no taste for
chanting.
So that feeling is good. It's a sign of progress. Just don't be discouraged.
पर उससे आप आपका हौसला मत खो रखो.
Continue chanting.
आप जब करते हो.
This is the other side of the other question. The other devotee was asking, how can I feel simple? How can I not be, big? I'm a big person.
और जो पहले सवाल था, कि कैसे मैं सरल बन सकता हूँ, कैसे मैं दिखावा नहीं करूँ? वही जो मानसिकता थी उसका दूसरा रूप यह मानसिकता है कि मैं बिल्कुल पतित हूँ
I said by chanting.
और उसका हाल मैं दिखा पाएगा जब करना
Now here's the proof. This person says, I'm chanting and I feel like I'm hardly started.
हाँ तो उस सवाल में बताता है उसका सबूत यह है कि व्यक्ति जब कर रहा है उनको लग रहा है कि मैं अभी तक जब कर ही नहीं रहा हूँ
That's the sign of advancement.
यह प्रगति का लक्षण है
The material world, the more you think, I'm a great man, the more everybody says, yes, you're doing the right thing. You're developing self-confidence. And
all that.
The more you become proud, the more you become arrogant, the more people say, wow, he's great.
जितना आप गर्वित बन जाते हैं जितना अहंकारी बन जाते हैं उतना लोग कहते हैं हाँ बड़ा व्यक्ति है
And if they don't think so, you think so.
अगर नहीं वो ऐसे नहीं होते आप ऐसे सोचने लगते हैं
Actually, other people may think he's so obnoxious, but you're thinking, I'm good.
दूसरे लोग वास्तव में कि ये व्यक्ति का इतना घृणास्पद है पर हमें लगता है कि हम बहुत बड़े हैं
But the devotee is a humble person. He thinks that I'm just very small. I'm trying to do some service. I'm trying to chant Hare
Krishna.
And Krishna becomes very pleased.
आने वाले बुधवार के दिन 10 फरवरी सन 2010 विजया एकादशी का बड़ा पावन अवसर है और इसीलिए इसी अवसर पर भक्तगण उपवास रखेंगे, एकादशी व्रत का पालन करेंगे। उसी दिन श्रील ईश्वरपुरी तिरुभाव तिथि भी है। अगले दिन 11 फरवरी 2024 गुरुवार के दिन पारणा समय है, सुबह 7:09 से 10:58 तक। दूसरे दिन गुरुवार के दिन द्वादशी का पारणा समय है, 7:09 से 10:58 तक। आने वाले शनिवार 13 फरवरी 2024 के दिन श्रीमान गोविंद प्रभु जी पुणे में रहेंगे सभी भक्तों को अपना संग देने हेतु, और वे श्रीमद ठाकुर पास देंगे सुबह 8:30 मंदिर प्रांगण में, श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी मंदिर प्रांगण में ये भागवत कथा होगी। सुबह 8:30 भागवत क्लास होगा, श्रीमान गोविंद प्रभु से देंगे। गिफ्ट स्टॉल की ओर से ये सूचना है कि परम पूज्य श्री राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज जी का जो आत्मचरित्र है द जर्नी होम, इसका कन्नड़ भाषा में अनुवाद उपलब्ध है गिफ्ट स्टॉल पर, भक्त इसकी नोट ले लें। कृपया परम पूज्य राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज जी का आत्मचरित्र जर्नी होम कन्नड़ भाषा में उपलब्ध है गिफ्ट स्टॉल पर। साथ ही साथ आई वाय पब्लिकेशन रिवाइवल वैदिक अल्टरनेटिव्स फॉर यूथ, ये भी पुस्तिका जो बहुत दिनों से उपलब्ध नहीं थी अभी गिफ्ट स्टॉल पर पुनः उपलब्ध है, भक्त लोग इसका लाभ ले सकते हैं। अगले सोमवार मंगलवार और बुधवार के दिन 15, 16 और 17 फरवरी 2010 के दिन हमारे बीच होंगे दिस ग्रेट भुरिंगल प्रभु जी। दिस ग्रेट भुरिंगल प्रभु जी जो PIHG के फाउंडर डायरेक्टर है, और हर वर्ष कार्तिक मास के उपरांत जपा रिफॉर्म सेमिनार उनका होता है गोवर्धन में और बरसाना में। इस बार 3 दिन, इन 3 दिनों के दौरान विश्वेश गुरुजन प्रभु जी पूना में ये जपा रिफॉर्म सेमिनार जो है देंगे 15, 16 और 17 फरवरी सोमवार मंगलवार और बुधवार अगले हफ्ते में, और ये इसी जगह प्रसादम हॉल में शाम को 7:00 से 9:00 तक 3 दिनों में ये संपन्न किया जाएगा। अंग्रेजी में ये सेमिनार होगा और हिंदी अनुवाद के लिए आपको आपके FM संख्या साथ में लाने होंगे। अगर किसी भक्त को हिंदी में श्रवण करना है तो हिंदी अनुवाद जरूर होगा लेकिन FM पर होगा। और FM संख्या अगर किसी को स्टॉल से प्राप्त करना है तो आने वाले बुधवार के दिन से ये स्टॉल पर उपलब्ध हो जाएंगे। तो हिंदी अनुवाद इस सेमिनार का FM पर श्रवण कर सकते हैं।